USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante was apprehended in Pennsylvania Wednesday morning. He was found hiding in a field under foliage and logs.
They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says tactical teams used thermal technology to locate him overnight, waiting for daylight to move in. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry. The White House's message calls on news organizations to challenge what it perceives as falsehoods and misinformation circulated by Republicans. And that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I think the investigation is really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un vowed full and unconditional support for Russia's President Vladimir Putin Wednesday as the two leaders held a summit at an East Russian spaceport. Putin told Russian state TV that the two countries have lots of interesting projects in spheres like transportation and agriculture, and that there are opportunities for working as equals. Putin dodged questions about their military cooperation. The U.S. has already accused North Korea of providing arms to Russia, but both countries have denied such claims. New COVID-19 boosters available at local pharmacies. Health experts recommend yearly boosters similar to flu shots tailored for specific seasonal viruses. But there's mixed public response. Half intend to get annual boosters while the other half won't. Nationally, COVID cases and hospitalizations have risen. And inflation is climbing with recent data indicating a 3.7% increase in the Consumer Price Index. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The United Auto Workers Union is set to strike against Detroit's big three automakers if agreements aren't reached by Thursday. The UAW union leader has verified that workers have overwhelmingly voted in favor of the strike if it becomes necessary. Should GM, Ford, and Stellantis fail to meet demands concerning wage hikes, pension plans, and job security, more than 140,000 union members are prepared to walk out. French regulators have instructed Apple to halt iPhone 12 sales due to higher electromagnetic radiation levels surpassing EU standards. Apple disputes this, asserting compliance with regulations. The directive was issued by a French agency overseeing wireless frequencies after the iPhone 12 failed one of two types of tests for body-absorbable electromagnetic waves. It remains unclear why only this specific model, released in late 2020, was affected. Fast food workers in California are about to get a minimum wage bump to $20 per hour thanks to a recent labor deal.
It's now included in a state legislative proposal that's gaining traction among California lawmakers. This comes after Service Employees International Labor Union in the Golden State managed to negotiate higher wages with fast food restaurant companies. In exchange, California lawmakers will give those company owners a break on any rules violations that occur at the franchise store level. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And the NFL Players Association is urging the league to transition all stadium fields to natural grass. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.